whether it be in India or other places of the world, we have all seen that oftentimes people, they live very clean, very moral lives. They appear to be, from the moral standards, very sinless. They follow regulative principles. And they're very charitable, very pious. And they perform many religious rituals, pujas. They're very anxious on every holiday to celebrate with so many religious ceremonies. And they identify themselves very strictly as belonging to a particular religion, and they make it very prominent in their life. We see there are Hindus like this, Muslims like this, Christians like this. And oftentimes they're very strict in certain types of, we may call sadhana, or regulative spiritual duties such as prayers, other rituals. But they haven't imbibed the true understanding of the nature of their soul, that they are not this body, that they are eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And they haven't surrendered to that conception. And therefore, all of their spiritual activities only simply serve to feed their false ego. And they become more and more arrogant and proud and self-righteous. And they think themselves better than everybody else. They think, my religion is better than all other religions. And I'm pious and this person is impious. And I offer so many prayers a day and these people do not offer so many prayers a day. And I'm dear to God and they are not dear to God. In this way, if following religious principles makes you more arrogant, proud, and self-righteous, then you must be doing something terribly wrong. And we find this is the situation with almost all religious people who are actually pious in the world today. They're not developing qualities of humility. They're not developing qualities of just really wanting to be a menial servant. They want to be the enjoyer of the fruits of their so-called spiritual activities and disciplines.